matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, and you relax too, folks, if you can, because here he is again, right out of the pages of Archie Comics magazine, with all his gang, Archie Andrews. Well, it's a sunny Saturday morning as we look in on the Andrews home in Riverdale. Archie has just come downstairs.
Is that you, Archie?
Yes, Mom, it's me.
I.
What?
It's I.
Yes, I know it's you, Mom.
No, Archie, you said it's me, and you should say it's I.
What's the difference, Mom, as long as I'm here?
All right, Archie, you win. I'm glad you're up early, dear. There's some things around the house I want you to do, and you can get
started. Oh, but, Mom, on a day like this...
Well, I know, dear, but it's high time you mowed the lawn.
Oh, but, Mom, just think, where would Napoleon be if he'd spent his time mowing lawns? Or Edison, or Abraham Lincoln, or any great man? Did they putter around the house?
They certainly did.
You see, I... Huh? Oh, but, Mom, I got important things to do.
Now, just what is so important?
Gee whiz, Mom, what do you think it is? I'm going swimming.
Oh, I hadn't realized it was anything that important.
Sure, as soon as I get someone to go with me.
All right, Archie, go ahead. I suppose it's too warm to do anything else.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mom. I'm going to call Veronica. Operator, get me Riverdale 318, please. Lazy bones lying in the sun. Never get a day's work done.
Are you on the phone?
Yes, Dad.
Oh, well, hurry up. I have a call to make.
Yes, Dad.
Hello. Is that you, Archie?
Uh-huh. Is that you, Veronica?
Uh-huh.
Hiya, Veronica.
Veronica,
would you like to go swimming today?
Oh, I'd love to go swimming with you, Archie. But I have an appointment at the beauty parlor in 5 minutes, and I have to hurry. Bye now.
Hello? 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 Gee whiz.
Archie, are you through with that phone?
Not yet, Dad.
Well, hurry up.
I'll just be a minute, Dad. Hello, operator. Get me Riverdale 426, please. Lazy bones lying in the sun. Never get a day's work done. Betty, this is Archie.
Oh, hi, Archie.
Hiya. Betty.
Yes, Archie?
Betty, would you like to go swimming today?
Oh, I'd love to go swimming, Archie. But I have to go shopping with Mother.
Oh, but Betty, couldn't you...
Mother's calling me right now. Bye now, Archie.
Gee whiz.
Archie, are you through yet?
Not yet, Dad. I just gotta make one more call.
Oh, Archie, for God's sake,
this will just take a second, Dad. Operator, Riverdale 783, in a hurry, please. Lazy bones, lying in the sun, never get a day's work done that way. Hello, Jug.
Yeah, Archie.
Jug, come over right away.
Why?
We're going swimming.
Not me, I'm not.
Gee whiz, Jug, why not?
I got a bad sunburn.
Gee whiz, on a swell day like this.
My sunburn doesn't know what kind of day this is.
But, Jug, you just gotta come swimming. We'll go down to the...
Nothing doing. I'd look like an embarrassed lobster now.
Oh, gee whiz. I guess I don't go swimming today. Well, come on over anyway, Jug. We'll do something.
Okay, bye.
Archie, are you through with that phone yet?
Yes, Dad.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, now, what nonsense are you up to today, son?
Nonsense? Why, Dad, you know I'm never up to any nonsense.
No?
Of course not, Dad. As a matter of fact, I plan to spend the entire day working around the house. See you later, Dad.
Goodbye, son. Working around the house? Mary! Oh, Mary!
Yes, dear?
Is there anything wrong with Archie?
I ought to be doing something. There's a lot of things to be done around the house.
Well, you could cut the grass.
What for? It only grows up again.
You could paint the front fence.
Well, what for? It'll only get dirty again.
You could fix that broken screen door.
What for? It'll only break again. Give me a piece of that candy, Jug.
What for? You'd only get hungry again.
Don't be funny, Jug. Thanks. Yes, I ought to do something around the house.
Archie, why don't you just put up a hammock and lie there quietly?
Jug, now you've got something. That's exactly what I intend to do. Yes, sir, I can see me now, just lying in the shade, swinging gently back and forth. Ah, that's the life.
You haven't even got the hammock up yet.
Oh, it won't take a minute, Jug. Soon as we buy one, I'll string it between those two shady trees on the left side of the house. Come on, here's the hardware store.
Well, hello, Archie. What can I do for you today?
Hello, Mr. Higgins. I want to buy a
How about a new lawnmower, Archie? Just got a beauty in special at $14.95.
No, thanks. We have a lawnmower. All I want is a
How about a mop? Or brooms or pails, huh?
No, thanks. Just a
Screws, tacks, or nails?
No, all I want is
Care for some batteries, knives, or pens?
No, thank you. I just want a
How about some paint or turpentine and cans?
Mr. Higgins, I don't want any paint or turpentine or batteries or pails, nails, or snails.
Well, what do you want?
I forgot.
A hammock, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. A hammock, Mr. Higgins.
Well, why didn't you say so? Why didn't you say so?
Well, I've been trying to for about 5 minutes.
Here's a dandy hammock made by the Swing Low Sweet Chariot Company. Only $5, this one.
Oh, marked down. Half $5. Gee whiz.
I think it's the last hammock I have, too.
Well, okay, I'll take it. Here you are.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Yeah, you sure you don't need a garden hose?
No, no hose, thanks.
How about some oil or a hammer?
No, no hammer.
You need a lawn sprinkler?
No, thanks a lot.
No,
thanks. Oh, wow. I thought we'd never get out of there. He's a real salesman, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, Archie Andrews, I was just looking for you.
Oh, gee, Veronica, what are you doing here?
Well, I decided it was much too hot to go to the beauty parlor, so I canceled my appointment.
You did?
Uh-huh. And I'd love to go swimming with you.
Gee whiz, I can't go now.
Why not?
I just spent my last cent on this hammock.
Oh, really?
Gee whiz. Jug, why did you have to suggest my putting up a hammock in the first place?
But, Archie, all I said was...
Wait a minute. Maybe Mr. Higgins will take it back and give me my money.
Oh, do you think he will?
Of course he will. After all, I bought it just a minute ago. It hasn't even been used yet. You wait right here and I'll be right back.
Oh, gee, Jug, I hope he gets it. I'd certainly love to go swimming.
Yeah.
It's a lovely day for swimming.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Archie. Did he give you your money back, Archie?
Give me my money back? Veronica, he sold me a cushion to go with the hammock.
Father.
Hello, Veronica. I was just going for a walk. You want to see me?
Yes, I did. Father, isn't it awfully warm today?
Yes, it certainly is.
Father, you know what I've been thinking?
No, what?
That it would be wonderful to have a hammock on our lawn.
Well, would be kind of nice.
Why don't you put one up, Father? I know where you can get a lovely hammock and very reasonable
charge. Veronica.
Yes, Father.
Let's hear no more about my putting up a hammock. Only a fool would put up a hammock on a day like this.
Oh, lady born, lying in the sun, never seem to get a day. Work done, lying all Mary!
Yes, dear?
Mary, do you have some more of this lemonade?
Yes, dear. I'll bring it right up.
All right, dear. Oh, never get a day's work done lying in the new moon. Hey, son. When you go fishing, I'll bet you keep wishing. Hi there, Lodge. Yes. Well, I'm comfortable. Come on up here in the shade.
Thanks. Don't mind if I do.
Well, where are you going?
No place special, just a little stroll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe your porch is better ventilation than mine.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, real comfortable here.
Yes, it is.
Of course, there is one thing you need on your property.
Really? What's that?
A hammock.
A hammock?
Yeah. There's nothing more comfortable than lying in a hammock in the shade.
You know, Lodge, you've got... Yes, you're right.
You could put it over, Rod, right on the right side of your house.
Yeah, that would be a nice place for it.
Why don't you do it right now?
Now? Or is that... No, yeah. Oh, no, I don't know. It's a little too hot for that, I think.
Oh, of course, if you're not handy with tools...
Not why... handy? Lodge, I'll have you know I can do anything around this house, anything. In fact, I tell you what.
Yes?
If you will give me a hand, I'll go right down and get a hammock at Higgins Hardware Store.
How'd you make out, Jug?
Oh, Pinky's father doesn't like hammocks. How'd you make out?
Betty's father says he always falls out of hammocks.
Gee. And Mr. Lodge doesn't want a hammock.
Yeah, but Veronica's talking to Mr. Mandel. Maybe he'll... Oh, here she comes now. How'd you make out, Veronica?
Oh, just fine.
You mean Mr. Mandel will buy the hammock?
Oh, no, but Reggie wants to take me swimming.
Oh, fine. That's great. Great.
Oh, but Archie, you wouldn't want poor little me to sit home and just melt away on a day like this, would you?
Gosh, no, Veronica. But I tell you what. Just wait right here. Maybe my father will pay for this hammock.
Well, all right, but hurry.
Mom! Oh, Mom!
Yes, dear?
Where's Dad?
He went downtown for a while.
Gee whiz. Okay, Mom, thanks. Well, Veronica, I guess you better keep your date with Reggie. My father probably wouldn't want a hammock anyway.
A hammock? You want to buy a hammock, Mr. Andrews?
That's right. I want to buy a... Well, what's so strange about that?
Nothing. Not a thing at all. I have a dandy hammock right here, Mr. Andrews. One of the last ones in stock. And only $5.
Well, fine. I'll take it.
All right. I'll carry it out to your car.
Thank you. You know, Lodge, I like doing business here. Mighty fine fellow, that Higgins.
Well, Jug, as long as I'm stuck with a hammock, I might as well lie in it. Give me one of those hooks.
Here you are.
Now I'll screw it into this tree here. Won't take a minute. There. Now the other hook in the other tree. Yeah, I'd rather lie in a hammock than go swimming any day. There. Well, that's done. See how easy it is?
Yeah.
Sure. In fact, I'm very glad I thought of putting up a hammock.
You thought of it. Archie, I'm...
Never mind, Jug. Hand me the hammock and I'll hang it. I'm anxious to see how it looks.
Yeah.
Now I hang one end on this hook. And the other end on... The other end on... Well, gee whiz. Jughead, it doesn't reach.
Gee whiz.
This hammock's too small.
Maybe the trees are too far apart.
Oh, for gosh sake. Why didn't I think of measuring the distance before I rushed off and bought this thing? Now what'll we do?
I could stand here and hold the other end.
No, that's no good. The termites would get you in one season. I know. I could sink a post into the ground and hang the other end on that.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Sure. Jug, you know, sometimes I think I'm a genius. The rest of the time, I know it.
You see, Andrews, that's all there is to it. Now that you got the two hooks in, you just hang the hammock on it.
Yes, Lodge, I sort of figured that out for myself. Hand me that hammock, will you?
Yeah.
Thanks. Now I hang one end on this hook and the other on this hook. There. Now we're all set. Well, that was easy.
Oh, I told you it would be.
Yes, Lodge. Well, now for the test bite. I'll hop right into it and...
What happened?
I hit bottom. Oh, my gosh, it's resting right on the ground.
That's because the trees are too close together.
Yes, Lodge, I could tell. Fine thing. Now what'll I do?
Why, you could plant another tree.
Please, Lodge, don't be funny. I know. I'll just sink a post into the ground and hang the hammock on that.
Andrews, if you study hard, you're going to be a genius.
Never mind, Lodge. Oh, Mary. Mary!
Yes, dear?
Mary, would you bring up my saw?
Your what?
My saw.
But Archie's using it, dear.
Arch, Oh, well, tell him I need it for a few minutes.
See, I had some 2x4s right here. They should make fine posts. And wait a minute, that's funny. They're gone. What? Mary?
Yes?
Have you seen those old 2x4s that were alongside the house?
Yes, dear.
Where are they?
Archie has them.
Arch, now what in the world is he doing with them?
I haven't any idea.
Well, tell him I need a couple of them.
All right.
Here's the saw, Mr. Andrews.
Huh? Oh, thank you, Jug.
You're welcome. And Archie says let him know when you're finished with it.
Yes, I will.
Archie! Yes, Mom? Your father wants some of those 2x4s.
Gee whiz, what for?
I have no idea.
Well, tell him to send Jug back here for the 2x4s.
All right. Fred?
Yes? Well, Jug's already gone back, and tell him to hurry.
All right. Archie! Did Jug get there?
Yes, Mom!
Well, hurry and send those 2x4s to your father!
We already did, Mom!
All right, dear.
Here's those 2x4s, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, fine, fine. That's fine, Jug.
And Mr. Andrews?
Yes?
Archie says if you need anything else, just holler.
There. Well, I guess that post is quite solid now.
Well, I don't know. Got to be real strong, you know.
Lodge, I said that post is solid now.
All right. All right, Andrews. If you think it's solid, I won't contradict you.
Okay.
After all, it doesn't matter to me if your hammock falls down.
Lodge, for gosh sakes, it's too hot to argue.
Hot? That's funny. I don't feel hot.
Well, if I was just drinking cold lemonade by the gallon and standing in the shade looking important, well, I wouldn't be, Lodge. What is the shade doing over where you are?
I never touched it.
Good grief, the sun's moved. You can't hang a hammock right in the sun.
No, not if you want it in the shade.
Oh, well, for gosh sakes, I guess there's only one thing to do. I'll have to move the hammock to the front lawn. It's always shady there.
Good idea. Good idea.
Well, I'm certainly glad you approve. Yes, I guess it's the only thing to do. And as for these few holes I made in the lawn, why, they won't matter. They won't matter at all. Will they?
Well, Jug, I guess we're ready now.
Yeah, ready to collapse.
What are you tired about?
You think it's easy running back and forth between you and your father?
What's he doing anyway?
I don't know.
Well, he'll be surprised when I show him this... Gee whiz.
What's the matter?
Jug, the shade is gone.
Gee, so it is.
Jughead, do you know what happened?
What?
The sun moved.
It frequently does, Archie.
Gee whiz. Jug, why didn't you watch the sun?
I've seen it before.
Very funny, very funny. But now do you know what I gotta do?
What?
Move this hammock around to the backyard. It's always shady there.
Good idea.
And as for the few holes I dug here, they won't matter. Won't matter at all. Will they?
Bring that shovel, Lodge.
I am.
Bring that saw, Jug.
I am.
Well, hello, son. Still working?
Yes, Dad. You too?
Yes, but I'm almost finished.
Me too. Well, see you later, Dad.
Yeah, see you later, son.
Jug. Well, Jug, there it is. One hammock, complete and ready for use.
Oh. Yeah, you look a little tired.
A little. Jug rigor mortis has already set in. The next time I decide to put up a hammock, put me in a straitjacket, will you?
Okay.
Well, that's nice of you. Thanks. But anyway, the job is done now, and I'm just...
Hello, Archie.
Oh, hi, Betty.
Hello, Betty.
Hi, Jug. Well, was it fun, Archie?
Was what fun?
Swimming at the lake.
Oh, that. I never went swimming.
Why not?
I decided to put up this hammock instead, fool that I am.
A hammock? You decided to put up a hammock?
Well, yes. What's so strange about that? See, here it is. A work of art, if I do say so myself.
Well, yes, but...
And it took plenty of blood, sweat, and tears, too, Betty. From now on, if anyone asks you, you tell them for me. Putting up a hammock is about the most difficult job in the world.
Yes, but
Archie... But it's finished now, and I intend to spend many a comfortable hour in it. And you can use it, too, Betty. Anytime it's empty, you can come right over and swing in this hammock.
Yes, Archie, but why do you need two hammocks?
Oh, because everybody needs to... Two hammocks? Betty... What are you talking about?
You mean you don't know that your father just finished putting up a hammock on the front lawn?
Oh!
My goodness, he's fainted.
Yeah, and not everybody can faint right into a hammock.
Oh, Archie. Archie, are you all right?
Where am I?
In your hammock.
Oh, don't say that word again, Jug. Betty, tell me, is it true what you said? My dad put up a hammock on the front lawn?
Yes, it is, Archie.
Oh, well, we certainly don't need two hammocks. Jug, hand me that sledgehammer.
But, Archie, you don't know...
Jug, what... give me the hammer. Thanks. Now... That's the end of that post.
Oh, but, Archie, what will you hang the hammock on now?
Betty, I'm going to make you a present of this hammock. Here, take it.
Oh, but, Archie, your new hammock, I couldn't take that.
You've got to, Betty, as a favor to me. If my father sees it, I'd never hear the end of it.
Well... All right, Archie, if you insist.
I do. And remember, you kids, don't ever breathe a word of this to anyone.
Well, Archie, it's finally up. There it is. A hammock.
Yes, we did a good job. Even though I do have to say so myself.
We? Lodge, how did you get into this?
Well, now, you will admit, Andrews, that it was all my idea.
Now, listen, Lodge, if you think you can claim all the credit, why, you've got another...
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Veronica.
Hello, dear.
What are you doing here, Father?
Just showing Mr. Andrews how to put up a hammock, dear.
A hammock?
Lodge, for the last time, quit trying to take all the credit.
Did you say a hammock?
Andrews, I still insist. Without my help, you couldn't have put it up in a million years.
But... I thought Archie was going to put up the hammock.
He was. Lodge, you didn't do a darn thing to help me. And you... Veronica, what did you say?
I said Archie was putting up a hammock, wasn't he?
Was he? Oh, my gosh, I'll bet that's why I couldn't get the... oh, my gosh, did he?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Well, Andrews, I guess you now have two hammocks.
Two hammocks? Who needs two hammocks? Well, Lodge, there's only one thing to do. Hand me that axe.
This one?
Yes, that one. Thank you. If I never hear the word hammock again, it'll be too soon. There. Ah, that settles that.
Andrews, you've chopped the post down. Now what are you going to hang the hammock on?
Lodge, I am making you a present of this hammock for your invaluable assistance.
But I don't want to...
Take it, Lodge, with my blessing.
Oh, yes, Father. I'd love to have a hammock on our lawn.
Well, all right. Thanks a lot, Andrews.
Don't mention it, please. And, I have just one favor to ask of you and Veronica.
Yes?
Don't ever say a word about this to my family. I'd never live it down.
Oh, don't worry, Andrews. Don't worry. You can trust us. Well, let's go, Veronica.
Bye, Mr. Andrews.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello, Dad.
Archie. Hello, son. Hello, Jughead.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Are you finished with your hammock, Dad?
Well, yes, I did. Hammock? Did you say hammock?
Uh-huh.
Why, what hammock?
The one Betty said you were putting up.
Oh, well, she must have been mistaken. You can see there's no hammock here. She must have meant your hammock.
My hammock?
Oh, but you must be mistaken, Dad. I haven't any hammock. Now.
What? Archie, tell me the truth. Did you or did you not put up a hammock?
Well, I don't have a hammock now.
Archie, answer my question.
Yes, Dad.
And you didn't... Archie, did you tear that hammock down?
Yes, Dad.
No! How do these things happen to me? Of all the idiotic, imbecilic things I ever heard, both of us working all afternoon, spending all kinds of money, and then both tearing down the hammocks. Archie,
now,
I...
gee whiz, Dad, it's not my fault. You bought a hammock, too, you
it
know.
It most certainly is your... Well, maybe it isn't entirely your fault. No.
Of course it isn't.
Look, son, I tell you what. Suppose we just forget the whole thing.
Forget it?
Yeah, just pretend the whole thing never happened. And above all, let's not say a word to your mother about this. We'd never hear the end of it.
Okay with me.
You hear that, Jug?
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
And one thing more. I never want to hear the word hammock again.
Me too, Dad.
Fred.
Oh, hello, Mary. Where have you been?
Out shopping. Hello, dear.
Hi, Ma.
Well, did you two finish your work?
Work? Oh, yes, we did, Mary.
Good. Well, I have a wonderful surprise for both of you.
Surprise?
Yes, I got it at Higgins Hardware Store. I'm sure you'll just love it. It has an iron stand, and it's portable, and you can put it almost anywhere.
Mary, just what has an iron stand and is portable?
Why, a hammock, dear. A portable hammock.
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Others in the cast include Alice Uhrman, Ian Martin, Gloria Mann, and Rosemary Rice. Felix McGuire at the organ. Production was under the direction of Charles Urquhart. And now back to the Andrews.
Fred, for pity's sake, what's so funny?
He broke his arm. Oh, my. Fell right out of the hammock and broke his arm.
Fred, I don't see anything funny about that. Who broke his arm?
Mr. Higgins, Mary. Mr. Higgins of the hardware store.
Listen next week for more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews and his friends. And now this is Bob Sherry wishing you a very pleasant weekend. So long! This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.